This is KUT. Today is the last day Texans can sign up for health insurance for 2007 under the Affordable Care Act. And with talk of Republicans in Congress repealing the health care law in the coming months, it could be the last time the marketplace even exists. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, nonprofits are reminding people that you can still buy a policy for this year.
Foundation Communities helps people sign up for health insurance here in Austin. The nonprofit held an event at their office on Airport Boulevard, and this event had one message.
There's a lot of confusion about this, and people think the Affordable Care Act is gone, but it is still the law, and you can still get health insurance.
That's Elizabeth Colvin. She's the director of Insure Central Texas. Colvin says even though President Donald Trump signed an executive order instructing his administration to start facilitating the repeal of Obamacare, the law is still in place.
If you sign up, you will have a contract in place to have insurance and subsidies for 2017.
But there are worries these options won't be available for 2018. Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett of Austin says his Republican colleagues have their sights set on repealing the law, but they don't have a plan on what to replace it with. Doggett thinks it's going to be hard for the GOP to come up with a health insurance plan that's better.
It's much easier to give a campaign speech saying you want to repeal Obamacare because you don't like the Obama part than it is to offer a replacement that won't deny coverage to tens of millions of our neighbors.
And Doggett says startups and innovation in Austin could be affected by all this. That's if the law is repealed without a replacement, ensuring people can continue to buy affordable health care plans, whether or not they are offered a plan through their employer.
Without the Affordable Care Act, someone who's at one of those major large employers and has a great idea for what might become a large business in the future is frozen into their job.
But in the meantime, the folks most immediately affected by a possible repeal of the marketplace are those who have relied on it for the past few years. That includes folks like John Chipman, a local musician here in Austin. Chipman told reporters Obamacare is the reason his family has insurance right now. He says their pre-existing conditions would have made a policy too expensive.
So because of those conditions, we would not have been able to get health coverage.
But for at least one more year, folks like Chipman will be able to sign up and take advantage of a subsidy. Republican leaders have said they plan on revealing a replacement plan in the coming months. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.